Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. It's been a little while, but I'm still here. Ain't gone anywhere. Today I wanted to talk about endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs. Now, a lot of us who have PCOS and diabetes and autoimmune issues have to be very careful that they don't use a lot of chemicals on their body, such as, you know, like harsh deodorants, hairsprays, lotions, even when you use cleaning supplies, you have to be very careful. Now, I follow on YouTube a doctor named Dr. Arpitha Kamanapali, okay? And she spoke beautifully about, and I didn't really realize how much this can affect, you know, how I'm feeling every day with my PCOS. Because a lot of times, I could feel very tired, and I'm like, well, maybe I need to eat, and that's my diabetes. And other times, I'm like, is this my PCOS? So sometimes it, you know, it goes hand in hand. So we must be very careful the things that we use, the things that we eat, and how well we take care of ourselves. We have a hard enough time sleeping, we have a hard enough time getting enough rest and feel, you know, without feeling lethargic throughout the whole day. Now, endocrine disrupting chemicals can cause so much havoc in the body. I was using a sunscreen and I found out it had some kind of agent they had found in it recently that can cause cancer and leukemia, and there's a big recall on it. And I told my husband, hey, I don't want to use this anymore. And I had researched, you know, what kind of sunscreen I put on my skin and everything, because now it seems like I burn a lot easier. I can go outside and in an overcast day, which some people still burn too, but I can get very, you know, I can get burned like sun poisoning a lot of times. I mean, I had it happen last month to me when I was outside scrubbing the side of my house. You know, I was cleaning my house and it was terrible. So you have to be very careful the things that you use. I'm starting to switch out to a lot of all natural. I'm getting more into essential oils. And not necessarily, you know, using a diffuser, but if you use like a food grade or a very good quality essential oil on your body, you know, you have to be very careful what ones you can put in your body. So you have to research those, the food grade ones. I know coconut oil seems like it helps my hands and my arms a lot. And if you get like scaly or bumpy skin, I know at the Dollar Tree they do sell like loofahs you can put on your hands. And also at local drugstores, they're like loofahs with infused with coconut or lavender. But you could also make it naturally, just be very careful and test it out on your skin. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not any kind of person like that. I'm just a regular person. So I'm trying to give you some kind of information and some kind of help so, you know, you can really get yourself going through all what you're going through. Because myself, I mean, I'll give you an example. About 2.5 years ago, I was using a very expensive brand, name brand, body wash, cream, night cream. It was a beautiful smell. Not even 2 days later, I ended up getting a very bad reaction, having to call the company, getting a refund, getting several coupons, which still wasn't, you know, great because of what I experienced. I had to go to the doctor. I had a bad allergic reaction. I had to get medicine for that. And it was like terrible. Just, it was sore and it was on my arms and legs and it was itchy. And the chemicals they put in things now, I was trying to remember about 10 years ago when I had read an article and it said that people put over, especially women, well over 200 chemicals on their body every single day. So imagine what that's doing to our brain function, our liver function, our kidney function, okay? Imagine what it's doing to our endocrine system. Imagine what it's doing to our cells and our you know, blood and everything that's going on in our body. And since a lot of people with, you know, women with PCOS have a lot of issues conceiving children, you know, we have to be very careful. And when I did use this, body wash line, I thought everything was fine. I thought everything was great. But I did notice my health. I started feeling really crappy for the longest time. So my suggestion would be for you to talk with your doctor and or like an all-natural holistic doctor, acupuncturist, someone who has more knowledge of this, but try to kind of retract from using a lot of these chemicals, you know, on your body, on your skin, even perfumes. You know, I have less headaches and migraines with my PCOS and diabetes because I use less perfumes and things with perfumes. I try to buy perfume-free, fragrance-free, stuff like that. You know, do your research. I have a little notebook. I write things down, you know. I do it to help you guys, but I also help, you know, try to help myself for the thing, because basically I'm like, oh, I didn't know this had like 25 different chemicals, and you know, whatever. It could be anything simple. So really do your research. Make sure, you know, what you put on your body and in your body is, you know, good stuff. And also be careful of the cleaning agents that you use in your home. Whether that would be, you know, in the bathroom, cleaning your bathroom, cleaning your kitchen. A lot of times I just use apple cider vinegar, water, and a little bit of dish soap. Sometimes I put baking soda in there, but sometimes it can leave a film on, you know, on the counters and stuff like that, and I don't really care for that. That's a little bit kind of what I would use in the bathroom, and that way you can just rinse it off of the shower and the tile. So I'm going to give you the recipe for that. It's very simple. 1 teaspoon of dish soap, liquid dish soap, okay? 1/2 cup of apple cider vinegar. You're going to need a spray bottle. You're going to put warm water. Now, here's the clincher. Apple cider vinegar doesn't always smell good. What I sometimes use in it is 2 to 4 drops of lemon essential oil or some kind of citrusy smell like orange essential oil or even lavender essential oil. You want to use the warm water, like I said. Put it in a squirt bottle, maybe from the dollar store or little store down the road. Shake it up. You know, and test it out, okay? I have one for my bathroom and one for the kitchen, okay? Try to get away from things that are not as natural, okay? It doesn't all have to be organic, but yes, organic, we have to admit, if it's true organic, vegan, it's tested, it's not tested on animals, and it's probably better for your body and your skin. And I had to learn all these things throughout the years, because when I stopped using all the hairsprays and all this unnatural gunk on my body and all the, you know, different sprays for cleaning and stuff, I seen a difference in how I even feel, you know. You're still going to be tired sometimes because you have diabetes. You're still going to be tired sometimes because you have PCOS. It's just different other steps to kind of help you help, you know, help yourself and heal your body. So I hope this reaches someone out there and they hear what I'm coming from and they learn more about EDCs and they learn what they can do to their body, and they also learn how this can mess with really like conceiving and your reproductive health, and it can bother you, you know, it can really make you feel ill just by the things that you're, you know, chemicals that you're using. So kind of get back to the basics, you know, and you can help turn your life around. You can help turn your health around. So I hope you guys learned something today and you go and you follow Dr. Arpitha Kamanapalli. Okay. She's a wonderful doctor and she has a lot of good information about EDCs and other things with health. So thank you so much, and I'll be back soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.